Greetings. Today I am in Bulgaria. We had an awesome time as we have experienced heaven invading the earth. Today I'm in Blagoevgrad and headed to the Netherlands on Wednesday. The eternal plan of God in our lives is meant to change the beliefs, actions, imaginations, and influences of mankind in the world. The process for this to happen is one of standing. Standing is a term for inheritance. We are part of the inheritance of Christ in the path of our eternal destiny as the body of Christ. Wherever the soles of our feet walk is a testimony of taking possession of our world for the will, purpose, and glory of God. The promise of standing was given to Abram in his path to becoming Abraham for the blessing of God's inheritance to the nations. It was the manifest presence of God in Abram's life that would give him possession of the land. Genesis 13:16-17, "And I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man were to number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered. Arise, walk in the land through its length and its width, for I give it to you." When Joshua led God's people into the promised land, the commission of standing was so that he could lead God's people into the land of inheritance. The manifest presence of God upon the shoulders of the priest was essential for the path to open in the Jordan that led to the land of inheritance. Joshua 4:18, "And it came to pass, when the priests who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord had come from the midst of the Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet touched the dry land, that the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and overflowed all its banks as before." The church is a place of relationship. It is a place of hearing the voice of the Father and bringing heaven's influence into the earth. The gates of the realm of the dead cannot prevail against the church. The church is the gate of heaven in the earth, and the influences of death are not more powerful than heaven's influence of life. The enemy seeks to kill what is alive so that it is no longer a threat to the realm of the dead. The gate of heaven is light to the darkness. It is healing to sickness. It is life to a world bound to death for their lack of the presence of God. We are each called to be a part of the church. Our connection to God is as sons and daughters of God, and our connection to one another is that of the family of God for the glory of our Father in heaven. Our connection to one another cannot just be as a prophet or some anointed minister. Our place in the body is not just a demonstration of the power that makes us the church. It is a testimony of relationship with the power of Christ that makes us the church. That relationship is supernatural and a connection by the Spirit and not merely the flesh. In the book of Ephesians, we find some significant truth concerning the church. Paul was writing about being the body of Christ. Paul began in chapter 1 by talking about the blessings that are ours from the Father. Ephesians 1:22-23, "And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all." Traditionally, the church lost the point, the plot, and the purpose of being the church. Even saints were redefined. Whether it be the Orthodox Church, the Catholic, or some other form of traditionally structured church, something was lost in being the church and a called-out member of that church. You could not be a saint until after you died, but the word saint means set apart one. A saint is a believer who is joined to God. A saint is someone who is one with God. They are joined to him and set apart for his purpose and his will in the world. Only living people can be saints. You must be alive to be a saint. You must be a saint before you die to be a saint after you die. You have to be joined to the living while alive so that death cannot destroy you when you die. Being joined to God's life gives us the power of life over every form of death in our world. We are part of the greatest influence in all the world. We are members of the church, and principalities, powers, thrones, dominions, and names are under the feet of our corporate standing. We stand to possess the ground upon which we stand and give to God the glory due his name. Wherever the soles of the feet of the church walk is part of the inheritance of God for the purpose of his will. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.